Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Anybody else in this tier? I find this is a funky group. You know, Addison with the potential suspension is tough. I really want Jackson Smith and Jigba and Christian Watson. Those are two I kind of would really love as my fourth wide receiver. Doesn't always work out like that. I believe Watson, let's see, where Christian Watson is at 40 and Jackson Smith and Jigba is at 41. So it is possible. I just think there's a lot of upside, especially if JSN takes over the Tyler Lockett role and we see him get to start exploding. And if Christian Watson can stay healthy, you know, he is the big play guy. Like they have, the Packers are so fascinating because like Jaden Reed is my favorite player, the Debo Light. And then they kind of stopped using him as Debo Light. Christian Watson is the guy that can get the best separation. And then you just have these just like Dontavian Wicks and Romeo Doubs feel very the same. I massively struggle and I would have Watson higher if they just didn't have four great wide receiver options.
Josh Jacobs, who can catch it out of the backfield. Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft are going to be healthy this year. Like that offense is healthy. So it's hard to really like those guys. So I'm with you in terms of that.
All right, well, let's go to the next tier then. 36 to 25. Why don't you kick us off?
All right, 36, Keon Coleman. Number 35, Christian Kirk. Roma Dunze at 34. Calvin Ridley, Chris Godwin, Zay Flowers, Jaden Reed at 30, George Pickens, Keenan Allen, Stephon Diggs at 27, T. Higgins, and Terry McLaurin at 25.
All right. I have got DeAndre Hopkins at 36, followed by Chris Godwin, Jaden Reed, Keenan Allen, Terry McLaurin, Tank Dell. Calvin Ridley is at 30, followed by Christian Kirk, George Pickens, Zay Flowers, T. Higgins, and Devonta Smith. I am one of the lower on, I think. Devonta Smith has got a 22 ECR. I put him down to 25. And I'll just actually really quickly make a statement on that because then I want you to talk about Keon Coleman. I love Devonta Smith. And like he was
Slim
a great
Reaper, baby.
Yeah, he's a great betting option. There's absolute consistency there. He's a big deep threat option. But you add in Saquon Barkley to that team who's going to be in the pass catching game. You've got a healthy Goddard. I'm worried that there isn't upside growth to Devonta Smith. So I actually might have him a tiny bit lower. I have him lower than like the consensus. I'm fine with him as a wide receiver too, but it's built around these guys that I think have bigger upside as far as either being number ones or going to take those steps. So he just is kind of like outside of this tier that I don't think I'm prioritizing because I think we're kind of capped. I will say the projections have him as the 21st wide receiver on PFF, right around 1,000 yards, 117 targets, which would be great. But I think he's a tier difference for what I think the upside is going to be in that offense that is going to be able to run and built around AJ Brown. And I'm kind of disenchanted with being like, ooh, Devonta Smith, top 15 wide receiver.
It's you hate him as a two, you love him as a three. I think that's basically awesome what it is with Devontae, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I understand that. And I buy that maybe there's not enough upside. I'll say this though, got Jalen as your number one. right? And Devontae is part of that, but yeah. I think that's probably more about Jalen's rushing upside. So,
well, I have Barkley higher. I have AJ Brown like right at the consensus. I don't think I actually have Jalen Hurts as my number one, understanding that there could be a little bit of regression in his rushing game. But my point is, I just like Devontae Smith could just do what he always does. And that's fine.
And he's still really good. Yeah.
But I just don't think it's like top 15 upside. Like when I look at a lot of these guys,
you're viewing him as a floor player, which is not bad. I think that a lot of people don't view him as that. They view him as still young and still ascending and blah, blah, blah. You don't. You say this is a floor player, which I think is fair for a lot of
people. Yeah, it's a solid way to say it. And there's a couple names like above that anyone can make arguments about, like, oh, you like Cooper Kupp more and stuff like that. Like, I get what you're saying, but I think we're kind of capped at what his overall upside is going to be. But let's talk about Keon Coleman, because you are higher in the world. You're higher than any ranker currently, until someone, of course, is going to do it on Fantasy Pros. You are the highest on Keon Coleman.
I didn't realize that was the highest.
But I thought you had it. You highlighted green as you are the highest.
Oh, no, I just highlighted green because that I think he's the highest that I have above ECR.
Let's take a look
on Diggs. So while you're looking at that, I'll just talk about Keon Coleman here. And I think Keon Coleman is disrespected in the fact that this wide receiver class was so good. It's so good. So he's like four or five, like, you know, he still could be a number one, but he's not as explosive and as fun as Xavier Worthy. You know, he's not Roma Dunze. He's not Marvin or Malik. So he kind of gets lost in the shuffle. This is a very good possession wide receiver who is enormous and can score touchdowns as well. I know he didn't run the greatest 40, but this dude used to return kicks and punts at Florida State with all the athletes that Florida State has, right? And he was the fastest in terms of miles per hour in the gauntlet drill, where you're actually running and catching the football, which is where you need to be the fastest. I think he's incredibly underrated. I think there are so many targets that are gone from Stephon Diggs that if he gets the majority of them and not even all of them, he can still be incredibly productive. And this is one of those spots where I feel like I'll take Keon Coleman, I'll take Roma Dunze in this area, and then I'll take a higher floor guy because there are so many floor guys below these dudes. So I just want to invest in one of those guys. I have a Dunze a little bit higher just because I do think a Dunze, you know, is obviously he's not generational because there are two guys better than him in this class, but there were people comping him to Larry Fitzgerald. He's one of the best wide receivers that we've seen in a long time. He just happens to be in a very good class. Both those guys. It's
so tough with the position he's in, though, because you say he's
Keenan and DJ Moore. You're right.
Yeah, but he's got two receivers that, like, you don't bring Keenan in just as, like, this, like, cool little, like, oh, we'll bring in on third downs and whatnot. Like, he's a ball hog. DJ Moore is the offense.
Listen, you know how much I love DJ Moore. I don't think there are many people higher on DJ Moore, only Maryland people. So only Wormley, right? Not many people higher on DJ Moore when he came out. And Keenan Allen, I still respect, although I'll never draft him because he's always hurt whenever I draft him. But I think Roma Dunze might be the best wide receiver on this team today. That's with DJ Moore, who they just gave 110 mil to. That's with Keenan Allen, who was, you know, a Pro Bowler last season. Amazing. Averaged like 17 points a game or whatever it was. So both those guys are awesome, and Rome still might be the best. So if I'm taking investment, you know, I'm not going to stack Marvin and Malik and these guys. It depends on what I've already taken, right? But if I am solid and I know my first two guys are very good starters and I can take a swing, I'm taking one of those guys, most likely Coleman. So yeah, I actually just really Coleman like falls deeper too.
I kind of like the Coleman take on this too. Like this is sometimes my struggle, especially in the dynasty aspect. Like I see everything we're talking about with Adunze, but it's like there are, I don't know. Maybe it's like Tank Dell in the situation where it's like, hey, Tank Dell's the biggest breakaway option. Yeah, he's not a safe bet with DJ Moore and having Keenan Allen there. Now, if Keenan Allen gets hurt, Adunze could definitely fly and stuff like that. I do want to mention you are the fourth highest on Keon Coleman in all of the land.
Who's beating me?
So it's funny. When you go on the thing,
is it Fitz?
No.
It actually says the highest is 34 overall, but it's not true because when you get into the ranks, Smitty from the Fantasy Football Show has him at 24, but they're not registering it. So the number 34 is Ben Wozniak.
I think when they're insane, they just like, they're like, okay, that's too high. You're like 10 spots ahead of anybody else. Maybe. I think they just don't register it.
Ben Wozniak, Derek Tate, and you guys are all the only ones that have him as a top 3-round wide receiver. Your boy Fitzy, I would just like to point out.
Not three is, round, but.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, top three wide receiver, starting wide receiver in fantasy. Right. Fitzy's below me. So I have I have Cam Coleman higher than Fitz does. So he is below me. And then just for funsies.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Grid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for a...
In this league.
What's his...
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
The lowest person is Mike Randall at FTN, who has him at 99. So maybe he didn't rank him.
I might not have ranked him. Yeah.
I don't know, but there's 4 people that have him in the 90s, and Mike Randall has him at the absolutely bitty bottom, and he finishes out at 51. But I think in that same vein of everything we've talked about, like guys like Adunze and Keon Coleman, why would you not push them up? And pending how your draft is going, if you had to take them as wide receiver threes, knowing there's going to be some of those, the Cortland Suttons of the world that might come back, I'm down to do that. I'm down to do to take the upside in spots where you don't think they can come back to you, because Keon Coleman could be the number one in Buffalo's offense. And that is that should be something that we really pay attention to. Adunze could as well. It seems a tiny bit more blocked in that range.
Are we both too low on Terry McLaurin? Even though we're ahead of I'm ahead of consensus, I think you are one spot below consensus on Terry McLaurin. Cliff Kingsbury offense, clear number one.
I to your point, I think I could move him above Tank Dell, but then here's where I struggle. Like, so, you know, you're talking about tier breaks. I think there's like a tier break that starts to happen. I'm starting to here's a couple guys I'm turning around on. I don't think anybody likes Christian Kirk. I do like Christian Kirk, because Christian Kirk now gets to be like the top guy in that Jacksonville offense. He gets to go back to being a number one wide receiver, a number one targeted wide receiver. And I think that's it's really turning me into the Christian Kirk side of it. Now, obviously, Brian Thomas could take over. We saw tons and tons of receptions from Evan Ingram. And like we should obviously pay attention to that. But I think Kirk has been in a heavy workload, heavy reception land before. And I think he's going to be thrusted back into that. Ridley, his former partner behind it, I think is going to be explosive in Tennessee. And the other two guys above, George Pickens, I know, you know, this might go into, this is going to go into a more run heavy side.
Yeah, but he's like, the only guy.
But he's the number one guy. And I think it was, he had like a 27% target share when Deontay Johnson was out. Like, he's the wide receiver in this. And we always see a Steelers wide receiver thrive. George Pickens is the upside. And then go to Zay Flowers. Zay Flowers going to be the number one breakaway option when boxes are, you know, eight man boxes are freaking out about Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. The play action to Zay Flowers. And you, and also like Pickens and Flowers are both like solid ADOT guys that are going to be able to stretch the field. I said all of that to be like, I love those four players. I can't move Terry McLaurin above that, even though maybe he belongs in the tier of those players. I think outside of Kirk, Ridley, Pickens, and Flowers, I think have massive big play ability. Actually, Kirk and McLaurin might be a little bit closer than I'm giving it credit for. But your greater point is that, like, Terry McLaurin is the number one in this new offense with a new quarterback, which we're hoping is Jaden Daniels from day one. And we're hoping there's not a Bryce Young struggle and it's more of a CJ Stroud struggle. But I think there's just still some general questions around what is that offense going to look like, that I'm not attaching that as much to Zay Flowers or George Pickens.
That's fair. And I'll say Pickens is probably the best argument against what I'm about to say, because he is clearly the number one in Pittsburgh. I just think they're going to run their offenses are completely opposite between Washington and Pittsburgh, right? It's going to be pass heavy in Washington. It's going to be run heavy in Pittsburgh. Both number ones, both high target guys. For Zay has Mark Andrews. Christian Kirk has Brian Thomas and Evan Ingram. So I just don't see a lot of competition for Terry. I don't see a lot of competition for Pickens either, but it's just different offenses. That's why I'm just going to be high on Terry McLaurin. And I think everyone is underrating him right now, and we might be too. So,
yeah, maybe I want to move on, but anything to add on like a Jaden Reed I haven't already said in the whole crazy mix. Like, I love the potential ways they can use him. And he seemed and such a great red zone target for them as well in short yardage and stuff. Like, we have him as the top wide receiver, and we're both higher than consensus. You are quite a bit higher than consensus, though, on him.
Yeah, I mean, I still have him as a wide receiver three. His ECR is 36. I have him at, you know, higher than that. He's just a firm wide receiver three to me. He's not a borderline guy. So to me, I'm happy if he's my third wide receiver. I know our boy Fitz will point out, Packers fan, blah, 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 all that, that he's not in on every single rep, which is not great. But I mean, Alec Pierce was in on 99% of reps and got 66 targets or whatever. So reps don't mean everything. They do mean a lot in that offense because there's so many good weapons, but I'm fine with Jaden Reed as my three.
All right, let's go 24 to 13. I got Amari Cooper at 24, followed by Stephon Diggs, Malik Neighbors at 22, DK Metcalf, Cooper Kupp, Michael Pittman, Deebo Samuel at 18, followed by Nico Collins, DJ Moore, Jalen Waddle, Chris Olave, and Mike Evans at 13.
I've got Amari Cooper at 24, also DK Metcalf, Devontae Smith, Cooper Kupp, Jalen Waddle, Malik Neighbors at 19. I'm the winner, Welsh. Deebo Samuel at 18. Drake London at 17, then a tier break, and DJ Moore, Nico Collins, Devontae Adams, Mike Evans to round out my 13 to 24.
Let's talk about Malik Neighbors then. I'm going to look at who the rankers that are high on him too while we're doing this, but I'm buying in. I'm completely bought into everything you see early on in camp.
Nobody he else, has, no run game, no defense.
Yeah.
150 targets. How does he not have that?
They're going to be playing from behind every single game. He gets great separation. His hands are on point. Daniel Jones seems to be doing a good job for the most part, you know, getting the ball to him. But like, he is built to get, like you said, maybe not 150, but even like 130 targets. Let me see what do you think? Take a guess real quick on what you think the projections for Malik Neighbor targets are. And then if you even want receptions, that's always a tricky one.
I'm going to say 126 targets is the projection.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
1,100 yards and 7 touchdowns.
And how many receptions?
Ooh, 86.
Okay, because rookies are always really tough. You tend to see a trend is you tend to see a lower catch percentage than like better veterans. You went.
Did I go way too high?
Way too high off of the projections. You weren't.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh.
Insane on the targets. You said 120 something?
26, right? Yeah.
111. Okay. Catches, though?
How many catches did they have for him? 70?
69.
What?
Yards? 899. And 4.5 touchdowns.
Scoff.
Yeah. Also, scoff.
Say the word scoff.
Yeah. Say the word scoff. Agree on the scoff here. We are scoffing. But here's another.
Listen. Do you think so? Coming into the league, right? Would you be uberly shocked if Malik Nabers didn't hit it, but was pushing towards Puka Nacua's numbers from last year?
No, I wouldn't.
Didn't
be
hit
shocked
it, but pushing towards it. Well, Puka had 160 targets last year, and he had Cooper Kupp for a big chunk of the year. There's no one else. Saquon is gone, right? So if you can keep Daniel Jones upright, this dude's going to have 10 targets a damn game. Like,
yeah,
they're going to throw the ball. They're going to design plays for him. He might have runs as well. They're going to try to do everything they can to get the ball in Malik's hands.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think he's going to be one of my early season bets. Like when I'm doing props in the first couple weeks, when books have not caught up, like if they open up at like, you know, the first game, it's like 45 receiving yards and like 3.5 receptions or four and a half receptions. I'm going to take the over. I'm going to be taking the over on Malik Nabers. Here's where you're going to trip out though, Boggs, just to point out, you are not the highest on him. And there's about 10 people above you right now.
Yeah.
So the highest ranker has him as wide receiver 11. So a number one wide receiver. Now check this out. Number three, our very own Pat Fitzmaurice. He's the third highest ranker currently, has him as the 16th overall ranker. You come in as the 9th highest. I come in tied. And, I mean, you're tied, by the way, with like multiple people having
sure.
18. Yeah. I have him. Where do I have him? At 21? Did I say 22?
Yes.
I have him at 22. So I'm starting to be on the low end, to be honest with you. Even though his ECR, what the hell is what did we say his ECR was?
24.
It almost, there's a large collective of people that have got him, you know, at 20 and 22. But then I guess in the same respect.
I think a lot of people want to make him a wide receiver too. So they put him at 24. And then the people that don't want him as a wide receiver too, put him at 25 or 27. I think that's probably most of his, you know, it's like 20 to 26 probably have a ton of people.
I'm going to give you a different number because the same person who had the last guy the lowest also has this guy the lowest. So there must be a trend there. So maybe they just hit. So I don't want to pick on them.
Just not ranking rookies yet.
Yeah, maybe the lowest it looks like I'm going to count is around 47 is where there. I mean, there are some really good fantasy football people that have got him low. I see Andy Behrens has got him into the 30s. Pianowski has him into the 30s. Yahoo hates him. Kyle Soap from Pro Football Network has him in the 30s. So there's some guys that have him really low, but at the end of the day,
I don't mind hating the offense. Like if you just hate the Giants and you think they're going to be miserable the whole year and Daniel Jones is coming off an ACL and there's no Saquon and there's no other targets, so they're going to double cover Malik. Like you can paint the picture that way. I understand it. Malik's too good. I can't do that.
Yeah, and that's
I
what
I understand their thought process, but I don't like it.
I was literally going to say, it's like, I think those ranks are more representative of how bad the Giants offense is going to be. And then their ability to move the ball. But there's a volume situation that we've got to talk about. There seems to be great early connections. You can already see the elite play, the separation. I think Malik Nabers just a guy I want on all team. It'll be so tough with you in drafts. So it'll just have to be a spot where someone else fell to you. But like Malik Nabers, I think is just a phenomenal wide receiver too. This is a great wide receiver too. If you're gifted as him as a wide receiver three, God bless you too, because those are great spots. There's a whole lot of volume share, but there's a whole lot of great players in this area as well. I talked about the 49ers situation. You know, we both have Debo at 18. I think you can see higher usage this year, but he's kind of unpredictable in the same respect. He can disappear in games. He's waited. He even is his projections. He's waited to like 400 rushing yards on PFF and the touchdowns are tough. And I don't know, like if I felt a level of consistency, I think he could be a wide receiver one, but I think he has to fall in this general range. And I think there's kind of a separator between some of these guys. So I just wanted to say that part on Debo, but I want you to say your part on this guy, because you have him way higher. And I'm kind of with you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! I think I've moved him above consensus, and I want to move him more, but boy, am I just locked into my guys. But I know this is another year for you with Michael Pittman. And dude, to give you the credit, like, Pittman is being held down by the touchdown equity. That's the only thing that I can look at here. Because if you go and look at his production from last season, 156 targets, he caught over 100 balls, yards were low, and the touchdowns effing stunk. Well, guess what? Anthony Richardson is back. Jonathan Taylor is a go. Josh Downs is getting a lot of hype. You already had 150 targets. I look at this and I go, this is a guy that could lose 15 targets, 20 targets. And I think he can be more efficient because I think the touchdown equity is going to go up with Anthony Richardson. And I just really think the only thing that held back the big stuff is four touchdowns. If you put 10 touchdowns on there, he's probably scoring as a top 10 overall wide receiver. So I know, and this, I'm just setting this all up to set you up here because I know this is your guy, but you know, Pittman in weeks 10 on was only wide receiver 22 in total scoring. And the last 3 weeks were kind of a struggle, but weeks 9, 10, he had a bye week in 11, 12, 13. He was double digit scoring in every one of those weeks. And then they just kind of fell off and there's no touchdown equity. I'm saying all this to say, I think he's the epitome of the boring ass wide receiver you should have on your team. And positive touchdown regression is going to make him blow past where he is going right now.
Yeah, and it really is the touchdowns, because it's not just, you know, it's not out of nowhere that people are low on him because he can't score touchdowns because he only had four last year. No, it's because for his entire career, he's been low. 1-6-4-4. That's been it. Well, let's also not forget, this dude had Carson Wentz as his quarterback 1 year, the corpse of Matt Ryan as his quarterback 1 year, and then Gardner Minshew was probably the best quarterback that he's played with so far. And now he gets Anthony Richardson, who can go many different ways, right? We still don't know. I know people are drafting him as he's already guaranteed and he's the ordained and he's the next coming and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I really like Anthony Richardson. I think he's going to improve the whole offense, which is why I'm high on Pittman. It's funny to me. Everyone is putting all of this on Richardson and they're not raising Pittman, who will be his number one target, right? There's not a question there. The dude had a ton of targets last year, caught over 100 balls last year. So like you said, Welsh, it's just about touchdown, positive touchdown regression, making this guy get into the end zone more. He's enormous. He's huge. So he can do it. He just hasn't been doing it. So I'm all in. My chips are in. I know Michael Pittman is going to be my wide receiver two on so many of my teams because I have him ranked as a wide receiver one and not a lot of people do. So I will have all the Pittman shares this year and be happy about it.
A couple of the guys in this range, I'm probably targeting Cooper Kupp for a bounce back this year. You still saw massive target shares, even with Puka Nacua. Health was obviously a problem last year, and it could creep its head back up, but there's wide receiver upside with him. So I'm down with Cooper Kupp. I actually really kind of like this back end where that muddiness does show its head in these higher cost wide receivers. And not to say that they're not justified, but like, for me to be like, oh my God, I love Mike Evans so much more than Olave. I don't. I want to say I love Waddle more than a lot of these guys, but there's major questions in that offense in general. DJ Moore, same thing. Nico Collins. It's just Evans and Olave don't fall into this, but like Waddle, Moore, Collins, Debo, and Cooper Kupp, for all intents and purposes, all of these guys could be like the number twos on their own team. So that's where a lot of these questions arise of me being like, you know, would I put my foot down? I have to have this guy and this guy. And it's like, no, I think there's a lot of similarities. And it's like, you know, a couple guys are built around touchdowns. There's a couple injury questions. And then there are these questions about what type of usage are they going to have with two or three other guys. This is why I'm not in love with this range. There's guys I like, but I'm just not in. I'm not in love with so much in this range. We'll go through after we do the top tier of guys. We'll go through who our targets are. But like, if I'm going to hone it down to one, I will. But at this point, I would probably say like Waddle, Malik Nabers are probably my top two in this 13 to 24 range that I'm probably most focused on.
Yeah. And you don't even have to take Malik there every single time. With me, you do. But if you're, you know, and if you're in a normal draft, you can take one of those guys and then take Malik later a lot. So yeah, I'm with you. For me, it's probably Nico because what I saw from Nico at the end of the season proved to me, in my opinion, that he is a clear number one, regardless of bringing Diggs in, regardless of how good Tank Dell was. I still think Nico is going to eat. And I have the other two guys below consensus. And I have Nico above consensus.
Yeah, so want to know something about Nico too, real
it's
quick?
Nico.
Nico, sure. From week 9 on, two games were missed, and neither were a bye, I want to point out. He was the 6th highest scoring wide receiver from week 9 to 18 with two games not played in that period of time. Only one of those games, so that is what, 8 games that were in there, did he score less than double-digit points. And three of those games, he scored over 19 points. I mean, he was wildly consistent. But my problem is now you threw on Joe Mixon and you threw on Stephon Diggs into that offense. And it's like,
that's fair.
You take two targets away from Nico every game. It's not going to be the be all end all, but that could be that big breakaway play that now
goes. It's just about consistency. Like, yeah. If Diggs is having a heater of a day, Tank Dell having a heater of the day, they can't stop the run. They're giving the ball to Joe Mixon. Like, there are other options. So I understand the trepidation on Nico Collins. I just don't have it. That's all.
I buy it. I mean, I buy that that's your feeling on it, but I can't get over it. And that's what stands out here. Anybody else you want to hit in this range?
No, let's go up to the top 12 here.
All right. Top 12. I think that's you. 12 to 1.
All right. 12 is Pittman. As we talked about before, 11 is Brandon Ayuk. Then Chris Olave at 10, Garrett Wilson at 9, Marvin Harrison Jr. at 8, Puka at 7, and then consensus, I got 6-1, A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Tyreek Hill, and CeeDee Lamb at number 1.
All right, I've got Drake London at 12, Brandon Ayuk at 11, Devontae Adams at 10, Marvin Harrison Jr. comes in at 9, Puka at 8, Garrett Wilson at 7, A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra, St. Brown, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson at 3, Tyreek Hill at 2, and CeeDee Lamb at 1. So I guess I deviate a little bit more off the beaten path. Both of our 12s might be a little bit odd. Yours stands out more from consensus, but I've got, yes. I guess Drake London is consensus in that spot. I think he's one of the players that has one of the highest potential upsides and improvement in the new offense. Projections kind of agree. He's the 11th highest scoring projected wide receiver in half PPR, according to PFF. Higher than Waddle, higher than Harrison Jr., and higher than Garrett Wilson, by the way, as well. A pretty big touchdown equity jump, a target jump, 90 receptions are being projected. So just getting that offense out with Arthur Smith is kind of a big boost. And I'm here for the big, big jump on him. And the other one I really love, I just love Justin Jefferson still. And like mid round, I think if I miss out on those, I'm going to prioritize Bijan and Breece Hall higher than a lot of other people. But like if I miss out on those guys, if I can get Justin Jefferson as a consolation, like I legit might be like, it's McCaffrey. Then you look at CeeDee and Tyreek. Then I want the running backs. And then if it's like six or seven and all that's gone, Justin Jefferson's going to be a prime target for me because, you know, I mean, what he did from a per game basis last season was higher than Ja'Marr Chase. It was only three other guys. It was CeeDee, Tyreek, and then Amon-Ra St. Brown, but he was equivalent to Amon-Ra St. Brown, still at 100 targets in 10 games. That's going to keep going. The ball's going to keep flying in that pass-heavy offense. Addison might be out for a couple of weeks. Hawkinson's going to be out. Justin Jefferson is going to go ballistic. So I think Justin Jefferson could easily be the number one wide receiver again on this board, and I moved him up over consensus as he is consensus wide receiver three.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
Your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. Yeah, so excuse me. Let me talk about Drake London first, because I know you're just like at ECR. You have him where most people have him. That's where he's going.
Yeah, you hate him.
I don't. I don't like him for this year. It's not about Drake London for me, because Drake London and Michael Pittman, I see, is very close to the same player. I might even give the edge a little bit to Drake London in terms of just pure skill, right? My thing is the one thing I think that Arthur Smith really did bring to the Falcons, outside of terrible play calling and no idea as to when to use your players properly, which is why I don't like him on my team now. But I think the one thing he did do positively was he really fixed that O-line, because the problem that O-line had was keeping Matt Ryan upright. He couldn't stay on his feet. He couldn't do anything. Maybe a lot of that was Matt Ryan, right? He was old. He was past his prime, all that stuff. But you really saw this offensive line gel when they went to running the ball a lot. And I don't know if that is something that you can change overnight, which is why, you know, we're still high on Bijan, but I also still like Tyler Algier a lot too. I do think there's still going to have to be a primary run team, because this offensive line has shown us that it is bad at protecting quarterbacks. And the quarterbacks that you have here are questionable too. You have Kirk Cousins coming off an Achilles. Well, you have a good backup and Michael Penix. Michael Penix is a little bit of a statue as well, though. I want to see that this offense can run properly and not just hand the ball off a million times to Bijan and Tyler Algier before I invest in these pass catchers. So that's for me why I'm just a little bit lower on Drake London, and I probably won't be.
But it's also, I was about to say, your commitment to that is like, just not going to invest in Drake London. If his breakout happens, you won't be on the party because you think it's not a sold thing. And I think
if he just does what he did last year, that's the floor that you should expect. If he jumps on top of that, great. Does that push him to a number one for me? No, I'd rather take my risk on Pittman because I just think the offense is healthier. So I'd rather take Pittman.
What do you think about that top core? Like I'm kind of supplanting, like I'm really a Justin Jefferson guy. You're pretty chalk as far as this. You got Chase over him with Burrow coming back. You got CD as a top guy. I mean, I don't even know if it's worth getting into. I have like a tiny bit take on Jefferson, but you know, you are ECR consensus through the top six. So, I mean, do you want to avoid doing that and maybe talk about Marvin Harrison or who do you want to hit?
No, I mean, for me, I think the other thing that stands out among my rankings is probably that Garrett Wilson is at 9. And I think in my overall, I'm pretty low. I don't have him in the first round on Garrett Wilson. For Garrett Wilson, he had the exact same year that Michael Pittman did last year. And Aaron Rodgers coming in, now we're putting him way, way up here. I just don't. He's very good. He's an awesome wide receiver. And maybe Aaron Rodgers is the missing link. Aaron Rodgers is older than us. You know, what is keeping him clean the whole year? I don't know if he's going to be on the field the entire season.
Maybe, but Garrett Wilson is also a product of the Michael Pittman, like lack of touch. I mean, the dude had 168 targets.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers is going to target him every single game. And that touchdown, as long as Aaron Rodgers, to your point, if a version of Aaron Rodgers that we know, it is going to that offense is going to be so much more efficient. Positive touchdown regression is a literal guarantee. You don't want to guarantee, especially touchdowns. It's the hardest thing to do, but it's going to happen. And he is projected on PFF to double his touchdowns from last year to six.
So here's my thought. And I'm only two spots lower than ECR, but for whatever reason, there's like this line in the sand that he can't go behind Puka and Marvin. Why? Like coming out of college, Marvin is better than Garrett Wilson, and it's not real close. And I thought Garrett Wilson was awesome, and it's not real close. Marvin is amazing, right? So I have to have Marvin above him, I think, because he went to an offense where he's going to be a number one. He has a good quarterback in Kyler Murray. The other guy I have ahead of him that everyone is super shocked about is Puka, who just had the best rookie season that we've ever seen in NFL history. So, you know, both those guys, not a lot is changing for them. Marvin is still better than Garrett Wilson, I think. Maybe the offense isn't as healthy, but probably going to have to throw the ball more. Jets have a good defense. They can win games by running the ball. I don't know that the Cardinals can. Their defense is still really bad. And Puka just was force-fed the ball last year and made himself a superstar. So I just can't put him ahead of those guys. Does it mean that he's going to finish behind them for sure? Absolutely not. I mean, Garrett Wilson has the skill to be, you know, in this top group next year, in the top five with Amonra and those guys. I just, you know, let me see it first before I put him up there. I just can't do it right now. That's all.
Let's talk about targets in these general range. And also not to like, you know, not have breakdowns. I think a lot of people know like what you get. I think there is a top four tier. I'm a lot pickier about tiers, of course. So like, I do think there's an argument to be said, and my tier breakdown might be like Lamb and Hill exist in their own world. And then you might have Jefferson, Chase, and then Amon-Ra St. Brown as like tier two. But again, like they're all kind of the same. Then it kind of breaks into a little bit of a, you know, more open space with the Pukas and the Garrett Wilsons and the AJ Browns and Marvin Harrisons and stuff like that. But you're doing a great job. If you get that top five tier of wide receivers, that is like the elite placement. It's hard to pass up a whole bunch of other stuff. The only things I would pass them up for are Bijan and Breece Hall, at least a couple of them. So again, not to like re-break it down, but it's like 150 plus target guys, 100 reception guys, lots of touchdowns, elite of elite. Let's talk about what we would take then. So you give me, we're going to do a wide receiver in the top 12, 13 to 24, 25 to 36, 37 to 48,
And then we're going to pick one outside. So we're going to pick five wide receivers. So tier one, who are you drafting?
Amonra is the best deal. I want Amonra.
All right. I am going to most likely be drafting. I want to say Justin Jefferson. I'm going to say Justin Jefferson.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm drafting here. All right. So, second tier.
Oh, Malik Nabers.
All right. Yeah. I'll let you have Malik Nabers then. I'm going to say Jalen Waddle. Tier three. And I say tier, by the way, it's just 25 to 36. I mean, wide receiver.
McLaurin, that's probably going to be my guy. I want the pass heavy offense.
I think it's going to be Zay Flowers for me. It might be Pickens too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm going to go with Zay Flowers. 37 to 48.
Keon. I have him at 36, but it's Keon for me every time.
I really don't like this range. I'm going to go with...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's in this league.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make
in this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
IQ test you took in prison, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Christian Watson. And then outside, 49.
Let's go the same guy, Palmer. It's Palmer for both.
Yeah, I mean, Palmer would definitely be my guy. So yeah, we'll take the same tier. So those are going to be kind of the overall looks. Let's go jump over to tight end. We're going to do real, real quick tight end look as far as what our top 12 is. My top 12: Dallas Goedert, Jake Ferguson, Evan Ingram, David Njoku, Brock Bowers, Kyle Pitts, George Kittle's at 6, Dalton Kincaid is at 5, Trey McBride at 4, Mark Andrews at 3, Travis Kelce at 2, and Sam Laporta at 1.
For me, it's Dallas Goedert also at 12, also Jake Ferguson at 11. I've got Njoku at 10, Pitts at 9, Ingram at 8, then tier break, Kittle, Kincaid, Bowers, Mark Andrews, tier break, Trey McBride, Travis Kelce, Sam Laporta.
Okay, so four things that kind of stand out. I wanted to put McBride over Andrews, but with that offense again,
coward.
It is a coward, but I really think, like, I'm not as big of a Cardinal guy, but also, like, I just think Baltimore is going to be an absolute problem, and Mark Andrews healthy again with Derrick Henry is going to just kind of re-transform this offense. That's first issue. Dalton Kincaid, I feel like he has the upside to be the number one tight end in all the land because, again, that offense is kind of scattered. He's used as a wide receiver in points that he could get a ton of targets. Point four.
Real quick on Kincaid.
Yeah.
But this could easily be the year where, you know, because I thought Kincaid was going to be what Sam Laporta did last year. This could be the year he does and no one's really expecting it. So I just want to throw that in on Kincaid.
Yeah, and you can do all. I was just, these are my 4 points, and you can go in. Point four, Brock Bowers. There's a what if situation. Bogman absolutely loves him. Can he be the number one guy? Will he be used as a pass catcher in that offense? And how much do we value him? And then point four is Evan Ingram. I mean, Evan Ingram had a wild amount of receptions last year. It was like 114, ridiculous. And then they got rid of Calvin Ridley. In theory, like, I look at this and I'm like, I think Evan Ingram should be my number 9 and I should flip Ingram and Njoku, and I probably will. But like, if Evan Ingram 95% rebounds off of that, we all just might be too low on Evan Ingram. And the scoring last year in half PPR, to point out, Sam Laporta was 1. Evan Ingram was number 2 in total scoring in half point PPR tight ends. It went Kelce, Hockenson, George Kittle, Njoku, Kmet, Ferguson, McBride was 9th. And then Taysom Hill was 10th. So that was the top 10 week 1 through 18 scoring in half PPR, according to Fantasy Pros. So I threw a ton out there. You already kind of hit Kincaid. I thought those were the big 4 major points, but it's also escaping, like, Kyle Pitts. Is he unleashed? George Kittle in that offense. I just don't think there's a lot of variance on the tight ends, but you do need to attach yourself to a couple of them. But those four questions drive my tight end ranks.
Yeah, I think the big thing with mine is I have Bowers at five. You don't have to take him at five. So you do have to take him around eight or nine because someone in your league is high on him. So that's just someone in your league pays attention to college football, saw the Brock Bowers was the best tight end prospect since Kyle Pitts, and is in love. So just know that I have him at five because, and our boy Cardi doesn't like him either. He says they still have Jacoby Myers, they still have Devontae Adams. I get it, but Brock Bowers is so good, you can't keep the ball away from him. He's going to have to get it. So they'll set up short screens for him. They'll run him. They're going to do a lot of different stuff. I'm especially excited about what they do around the goal line with him. So all in on Brock Bowers. Everybody knows that. Not a surprise. I had the tier break between McBride and Mark Andrews. And simply, this is because Mark Andrews could not stay healthy last season. So I love Mark Andrews. One of my favorite players of all time, even though he's a Sooner and a Raven. He went to our high school, so I like that. But, you know, Mark
I think Andrews one of what did we determine? Is it one of two NFL players? We know it was former punter
Mark Andrews.
Yeah, former punter Nick Murphy, who was with the Vikings, I think. And then Mark Andrews are our high school alum. And, Merrill Kelly, who pitches for the Diamondbacks. So
Right. So
and then Bogman of the Welsh. So very, very athletic.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. It's a very we all have meetings in a certain club every single week. But yeah, look, between the tiers, that's why I have McBride above. And I'm like in my overall, I'm way high on McBride as well, because I do like we're arguing over Michael Wilson and Zay Jones to be the number two target here. There's no argument. It's Marvin Harrison. Then it's Trey McBride. Everyone knew at Colorado State the ball was going to Trey McBride as a pass, and they still couldn't stop him. This dude is a beast of a tight end. I love him. I'm glad he's finally getting some playing time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.